There's an old hospital building in Tooele. If you ask the people who live there, they might tell you it's haunted. It's usually a functioning community center. But come September, it's transformed into one of the most terrifying haunted houses in the state. KUER's Jenny Goldsberry went to meet the kids behind the masks at Asylum 49.
The owner and founder is a man named Kim Anderson. His brown hair brushes his shoulders and he has a ragged beard. He says he was troubled as a kid himself, and his job at a haunted house saved his life. Now, he's on a mission to help kids that are on the same path he was before he turned his life around. Asylum 49 guests encounter the bloody, severed heads of mannequins, a recreation of the human centipede, and a chair that looks as if it were made of human skin. And the actors that portray the monsters range in age from 6 to their early 20s. Anderson says he's often asked whether it's a good idea to have young actors around rated R horror.
The 13-year-old of 20 years ago is not the 13-year-old of today. They're changing, right? And if we don't evolve with them, we're going to lose them.
Kim says he encourages the kids to pursue their passions, and they're involved in nearly every stage of the haunted house. They make prosthetics, do makeup, design the rooms, create set furniture, and terrify the guests. Most of them are involved year-long in the preparations for the Halloween season. 21-year-old Andrew Lemon is one of them. He says he's been various characters for the haunted house since he was 9. Tonight, he's got pointy ears and vampire fangs dripping with blood. With about a half an hour to showtime, he refuses to break character.
I enjoy it. It's good stress relief for me. Nice, the fact that knowing that you are behind a mask, no one knows who you are. And they can threaten you all they like, but it is warning. I will douse blood.
Andrew is the type of actor who thoroughly researches his roles for months before performing them. Therapist Elizabeth Lewin Shepley says roleplay can be an important tool during crucial periods of development.
For some kids, roleplay is essential in healing. And then for some kids, it doesn't do anything. That's why you have to have the guidance and have adults that are supportive. And then for some of those kids, it might be what they need.
Asylum 49's management sees themselves in that supportive role. Dusty Kingston is the behind-the-scenes business partner, wearing all black and ducking in and out of every room in Asylum. She says she's seen how kids have been transformed by the haunted hospital.
Kids that were normally going down a wrong path are now in college, married, own homes, have kids now, or the quiet ones finally have a voice and they speak up for themselves, and I mean, they became one of our top actors.
Julie Lemon, Andrew's mom, says her son is one of those who has benefited from this experience.
He's opened up a lot more because he used to be really shy and quiet and reserved, and now he's got that outlet where he can be his weird natural self and not get judged for it.
And Andrew's been involved for so long because his parents are involved. They visited Asylum 49 on a date back in 2004, and that same night, Andrew's dad volunteered to work as a security guard. Julie soon started doing makeup, and her kids became actors.
Enjoyed every moment of it, literally, because it brought our entire family together. It was something we'd all do as a family every October.
According to staff, even those kids without family in the cast have found a place that feels like home. Once a kid has volunteered a certain number of hours, he or she gets a football jersey for the asylum team. With more time, a kid can letter in horror acting and receive a letterman's jacket in asylum's yellow and black colors. They even do a team cheer every night.
Let's get this party started!
Asylum 49!
Therapist Elizabeth Lewin Shepley says it's human nature to want to find a tribe.
Doesn't everyone want to belong? Doesn't everyone want to be part of something and say, hey, I accomplished this, even though it was really scary, and be able to find that sense of belonging and knowing that someone cared enough and that they're important?
While Andrew, the veteran vampire actor, has found that, he admits he does get scared at times.
A scary thing to me? Darkness.
But he still heads back into the pitch-black labyrinth of Asylum 49. Jenny Goldsberry, KUER News.